Well, it's been another one of those busy weeks, and I don't know what's happened. Somehow, I have become busy. Well, no, George, I mean, like, in a good way. Like, all week long, I took a break from my normal routine. And I've just been coding. And as a matter of fact, I got a lot of headway on this project that I've been working on. I'm kind of thinking of cutting this podcast a little bit short today, actually. Why not? Well, I'm not going to charge them. I'll tell you, you got a point. He's, you know what? Not only I, but George here has a point. I'm going to charge you half for this podcast episode that I normally would this week only. How do you, isn't that, I'd love, okay, so 50% off the free podcast for you. No. I know that you're going to absolutely, no, but Jesse, I love listening to you and I really wish you'd ramble on for 10 minutes. Why not an hour? Well, no, maybe that's the point. Brevity this week. I've been so busy on, and I finished it. I finished a major milestone anyway, of this web product that I'm coming out with. And I have thoroughly become a Linux geek. And I tell you what, I am impressed with myself. See, I deal with software updates. And I'm a little insider scoop here to the world of software geeks. Do you know what the biggest problem with software is? Why your computer has bugs, why things don't work? Because there's a reason we call software programming people developers. There's a reason. It's because software is never finished. It's like a growing thing. You're always developing it. It's got problems. There's ideas you want to add to it. Software needs to be maintained. Someone finds a security problem, someone else improves some other part of the universe, and we have to make our software up. You know, software has to constantly update, and so it needs to have a daddy or a mommy always nannying it. And when those updates come, they upset the apple cart. Because, you know, imagine having 10 roommates in a small crawl space. One guy moves the furniture, that affects everybody else. And that's how software is. And that's why your phone might have problems. That's why websites might be slow. Maybe. But one of the biggest problems with this whole thing about software is basic organization. It's basic stuff that people, for whatever reason, can't get themselves organized. And so, well, you know, like, for example, whenever there's an update, some of these developer groups, usually it's like a group of people, but some of these developers will like every time they update, there's two basic families when it comes to the feuding families of internet updates. There's basically two of them. One of them will change the name. It'll change the web address or the name of the file or something every time there's an update. And then others will leave the address the same when there's an update. So for example, I can set a program to automatically download whatever the latest version of WordPress happens to be. Because it's just called, I think it's like WordPress-latest or something. Or it's like wordpress.org/latest/wordpress.zip or something like that. And then the file names don't change. Whereas other people, like other groups, like they'll update, whatever. I'll take Sweet CRM for an example. When they do an update, the file name changes from Sweet CRM version, 7.1.6 to Sweet CRM 7.2.09 or whatever. And so you don't know what that's going to automatically be. You've got to manually go to the website, clicky, clicky, and that takes time. And that means that people aren't getting as good a quality product and so forth. its basic organization. Keeping your stuff organized so people know where it is. People, sometimes these software developers, they move stuff around like they move items around at the supermarket. You know, the toothpaste used to be in that one aisle and they move it to the other. And it's like, what am I supposed to do with this now? And then there's other people that stay organized. I'm telling you what, organization, just being organized, being ready for the future. When I move this, it's not going to set off a bunch of dominoes. That's what most of my time is. Saying, you know what? I can't just set this box on top of that box. I need to build a table. And then take the time to build the table. And that's what most of the time is doing. I'm sure it applies to lots of other things. Anyhow, speaking of experience, I'm going to get to the point. The reason we need experience is for experience. It's not just for experience itself, but to improve tomorrow's experience. Grandma always said, don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes. Too often, when friend or enemy says, try it, we think they will just sell us snake oil. The invitation to try something before judging seems like a gimmick. They want to get us, we tell ourselves. But the real reason for trying is to know the truth. Better or worse, what is the real reason it's good or bad? We can't know real reasons from inexperience. And that is the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.